Deanna, what can you tell us, first of all, about the response? Will there be any conditions, especially about questions pertaining to possible obstruction of justice?
Well, I spoke to Rudy Giuliani this morning. He wouldn't give any details on the nature of the response, except to say that it is a good faith attempt to reach an agreement, and then also told me that there is an area where we could agree if they agree, but wouldn't tell me what the area was or is, meaning anything about potential collusion, anything about potential obstruction.
Hello and welcome to What the F*** Just Happened Today, your essential guide to the daily shock and awe in national politics, brought to you by Matt Keiser. I'm Joe Amditas. Let's get to it. It's Wednesday, August 8th, 2018. Welcome to Day 566. Politico says Vladimir Putin lobbied Trump directly on nuclear arms control, banning weapons in space, and several other issues during their private two-hour meeting in Helsinki last month. This, according to a leaked Russian document which Putin shares and contains proposed topics for negotiations with Trump during their two-hour meeting. Trump's top advisors were not privy to the document at the time. Among the priorities listed in the document are Putin's desire to extend an Obama-era nuclear reduction treaty to ensure the non-placement of weapons in space, which would hamper Trump's ability of establishing a space force. Meanwhile, CNN, Politico, and ABC News say Trump's legal team responded to Robert Mueller's request for an interview with the president, signaling an openness to some obstruction of justice questions. Rudy Giuliani would not describe the details of the counteroffer other than to call it a good-faith attempt to reach an agreement. According to Giuliani, it is ultimately his decision, Trump's, as to whether or not to grant Mueller an interview. Giuliani added that this should be over by September 1st because we do not want to run into the November elections. Meanwhile, CNBC says China announced 25% tariffs on $16 billion worth of U.S. goods, including large passenger cars and motorcycles, various fuels, and fiber optic cables. China is targeting 333 goods in total, including coal, grease, Vaseline, asphalt, and plastic products, as well as recyclables. This latest round of Chinese tariffs are a direct response to the $16 billion worth of Chinese goods that will be hit with tariffs by the U.S. starting on August 23rd. And finally, ProPublica reports that three Mar-a-Lago members with no official government roles are acting as an informal counsel and exerting influence at the Department of Veterans Affairs. Freedom of Information Act documents and interviews with former administration officials show that the Mar-a-Lago crowd, as it's called, speaks with VA officials daily regarding policy and personnel decisions. VA officials have also traveled to Mar-a-Lago at taxpayer expense to hear their views. As one former administration official said, quote, "Everyone has to go down and kiss the ring," end quote. And now to the notables, a list of stories and headlines that didn't make it into the main update but are still worth knowing about. 1. GOP Representative Chris Collins of New York was charged with insider trading by the Justice Department. Collins turned himself in to the FBI on Wednesday and was charged in a case related to Innate Immunotherapeutics, an Australian biotech company where Collins served on the board. Prosecutors say Collins provided his son with non-public information regarding drug trial results in order to help him, quote, "make timely trades in Innate stock and tip others," end quote. A grand jury indictment also charges Collins' son, Cameron, as well as Cameron's father-in-law-to-be. And 2, Trump praised his fantastic and great relationship with Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein. A Justice Department spokeswoman described it as a productive working relationship, even though Trump has publicly considered firing Rosenstein, who is currently overseeing the Mueller investigation. And remember, you can find the links and sources for all of these stories, including the notables, on the main website. That's all for now. Visit whatthefuckjusthappenedtoday.com for the latest news and headlines, brought to you by Matt Keiser. Until next time, I'm Joe Amditas.